Hello, Radio Waterloo. I am finally back after quite a while of hiatus from Through the Static. It's been about a month since I was live on air, but we're back, and I'm so happy to be back. It's been a long month or so. It was restful and busy at times, but I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be back in the studio finally, and yeah. As always, I am your host, Jordan Callist, host of Through the Static, which is what you're listening to right now, and will be listening to until 10 p.m. if you choose to stick around. And I recommend you do, because I've got, you know, being away for a month, I've got a lot of new stuff lined up here. Not like new. Some of it's newer, but, you know, new songs in mind to play for you tonight, so I'm excited to get around to that. You're listening to 102.7 Radio Waterloo. And yeah, let's just dive into the show tonight. It's a snowy Wednesday night. It is the middle of January, and it finally feels like it. You know, we went through pretty much most of December having basically no snow, and it was kind of hovering around 0 degrees, and I don't know, a lot of people were probably happy with it, you know, the milder weather, and a lot of people, you know, were kind of complaining about how cold it is right now, and it is very cold, don't get me wrong, and as someone who needs to, you know, walk and take the bus everywhere, it's not the most ideal, but I am a big fan of the winter, and I like the cold, and you know what, it's January 17th today. So I think it should be a little bit cold in Canada, and I'm happy it's finally here. So on that note, starting off the show today, I'm going to play you a track from a band that I discovered over the break. I discovered them through CBC, actually, which is funny because they're an American band. They're not Canadian, but, you know, they play all types of stuff on there. But kind of similar, I think the vibe of this group is kind of similar to Bony Light Horseman, who I played on my show here back in the summer. If you're a devout listener of Through the Static and have been here for a while, which is another group I recommend. I really like their stuff, but you know, it's kind of the same type of vibe. They're a folksy kind of American supergroup of a bunch of different artists. So this band is called Complete Mountain Almanac. And it's made up of I really hope I pronounce this right, Rebecca Karajord, who's, I believe, a Swedish musician, as well as Jessica Desner. And if that name sounds familiar to you, she's the sister of Aaron and Bryce Desner of The National, who, you know, also provided some support on this album. And the album is called Complete Mountain Almanac. And it's a pretty cool album. I mean, I'm a sucker for, you know, folk music and everything, so I really liked it. But it's a cool album because every song on it is named after a month of the year. So there's 12 tracks on this album. Each one is a month of the year. So to start the show off today, I'm going to fittingly, and start off our first show of Through the Static for 2024. To start it off, I'm going to play January by Complete Mountain Almanac.
Thank you. soul is on the ground. Couldn't float up to the hanging valley. Layers forced with sand. Techniques with crystals. Lapis. Lazuli. Hi. I thought that that was our thing. You know I like you like that. I hate that son of a bitch.
We've been best buds since 13, but that don't change the things I feel.
Arlo Parks with Eugene, coming off the warm sounds of vinyl there on that last track. And it may be, if you noticed around when the first chorus hit in that song, there was like kind of a really weird sound thing that happened with the pitch, like the pitch just went down all of a sudden. And that's because the record player here, or the turntable here, is fancier than I'm used to. So there's like a little dial on there where you can like change, like pitch the music up or down. And I didn't notice that it was pitched up. So I was kind of listening to the start of the song and I was like, this sounds different. I was like, why does this sound kind of like a TikTok song or something? And then I was like, oh, it's pitched up. So yeah, if you heard kind of just a weird slide down in the first chorus there, that's what happened. But you know what? I always have some kind of difficulties when I play vinyl on this show, and usually it's putting the needle down, but I actually did a pretty good job this time around, so if it wasn't going to be that, it had to be something else, I guess. Anyways, that was Eugene by Arlo Parks. Kind of a go-to favorite of mine. I really like her music, especially. I feel like it kind of works for any season, but it does kind of have a wintry vibe, just that kind of huddled up inside and, you know, just kind of that funky beat and funky rhythm just kind of keeping you warm. And yeah, before that you heard January by Complete Mountain Almanac. So next up here I've got another kind of, you know, folksy song. This is taking it back to the 2000s, back to that kind of indie vibe of the 2000s. This is a track by the infamous indie band Belle and Sebastian. And this track is called Expectations.
So they jab you with At the interval, you lock yourself away inside a room and a building.
And that track you just heard was Carly Simon with You're So Vain. And before that, you heard... What did you hear before that? You heard Expectations by Belle and Sebastian. Two songs from two pretty different eras. Obviously, that last song you just heard is from the early 1970s, and the one before that, the Belle and Sebastian track, was from the 2000s, so about, you know, a 30-year difference or so between them, but, you know, kind of the same genre. They're both, you know, kind of that indie folk type of vibe, singer-songwriter type vibe. And, you know, I'm a fan of that type of music, so... I realize I've been playing a lot of that type of stuff so far in the show today, and we're not taking much of a detour from that right now. It's more of an indie rock thing I'm turning towards here, kind of as we're hitting the halfway point of the show. Not quite, but by the time this little next segment's over, we'll be more than halfway through the show. So I'm gonna do a double shot here from the British indie rock outfit Arctic Monkeys, who you've all probably heard of. They're pretty well known. I think they're most well known for their 2013 album AM, that had some pretty viral hits on it. If you've probably heard at least the guitar riff to Do I Want to Know at least some point in your life, or seen the album cover for that album. Look it up if you can't think of it off the top of your head. But I'm not going to play something off that album. I'm going to play a double shot, and I'm going to play a track off of their first album, and I'm going to play a track off of their last, or at least most recent album. So the first track I'm going to play is coming off of their first album from 2006. The album is Whatever People Say I Am, That Is What I'm Not. And I'm going to play you a track from that called From the Ritz to the Rubble. And then after that, we're going to kind of see the evolution of the band over, 15 years or so. I'm going to play a track from their most recent album called The Car. And I'm going to play you the opening track and probably the most notable track off that album called There'd Better Be a Mirror Ball. So, yeah, without further ado, here is Arctic Monkeys.
Last night these two bouncers and one of them's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you pay and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. They want outside everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you. We'll be right back.
Don't get emotional, that ain't like you. Yesterday's still leaking through the roof. That's nothing new. Promised this is what I wouldn't do, but somehow giving it the old romantic fool seems to better suit the mood. So if you wanna walk me to the car, you ought to know I'll have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a mirror ball? You're getting cynical and that won't. Exploded view. Darling, if I were you, and how's that insatiable appetite for the moment when you look them in? And say, baby, it's been nice. So do you wanna walk me to the curb? I'm sure to have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a
I might kill my ex, not the best idea.
So hopefully my mic was off because I was singing along to that last song pretty hard. That track you just heard was called Kill Bill by SZA. Oh, look at that. My Teams notification is going off in the middle of my show. yeah, that was Kill Bill by SZA that you just heard. And before that, you heard There'd Better Be a Mirrorball and From the Ritz to the Rubble by Arctic Monkeys. And one thing to be said about the evolution of Arctic Monkeys, maybe their sound changed, but their affinity for choosing very long names for their songs did not. Okay, so, you know, we've got about 20 minutes left in the show here, so I'm going to kind of switch up the style here a little bit now, and I'm going to play a jazz track for you. It's been a little while since I had some, like, actual jazz on the show here. This is a record from my collection. This is a vinyl record that I have by Thelonious Monk. This is a recording of a live performance that he did in 1958, and the album that I have is called Mysterioso. And if you don't know who Thelonious Monk is, he's a very highly regarded jazz pianist, I'll say that. And yeah, I try and listen to different genres of music, and I often find myself just kind of falling down the same rabbit holes a lot, especially with, you know, how streaming and algorithms work and everything. But I'm still trying to expand my palette a little bit, so... And, you know, hopefully through listening to my show, maybe you'll expand yours a little bit. Anyways, that being said, I'm going to get to the song because it's a longer track. This is the title track off of Mysterioso by Thelonious Monk. And yeah, like I said, it's a longer track, so just sit back and enjoy the jazz. Thank you. So hopefully you enjoyed that. That was Thelonious Monk with Mysterioso. Like I mentioned, that was a live recording from 1958. And I think you can really, you know, get that vibe of the live performance. Like, jazz in general is very, you know, improvisational and very social. Like, it's always going back and forth, and it's, you know, musicians collaborating with each other and just passing things between each other. But I think the fact that it's a recording in a live setting, it makes it even more potent, for lack of a better word. Can't believe I just said potent on my show. Anyways, moving on from that, I've got about 10 minutes left in the show here, so I'll try and squeeze in a couple more tracks for you. This next track here is one that I've liked for quite a few years. I would hear it on the radio a lot, kind of as a kid and as a teenager, and it was always kind of a favorite of mine. It's really just upbeat, you know. It'll kind of pick you up from that slow jazzy feel, that big long, you know, 10, 11 minute drawn out track. Anyways, yeah, so hopefully this song will pick you back up as it's getting later in the night. Hopefully you won't fall asleep for the last 10 minutes of my show. 9 minutes now, I guess. But yeah, this is The Pretenders with Don't Get Me Wrong.
Don't get
That was The Pretenders with Don't Get Me Wrong. And like I said, I think hopefully that track kind of got you out of your seat a bit, or at least if you are still in your seat, you're kind of dancing in your seat a little bit. For some reason, whenever I hear that song, I always just imagine like a music video of people like getting pushed around in like a grocery cart in like the grocery store and like singing that song. I don't know why that's the vision that comes to me. I don't, if that song does have a music video, I've never seen it, but I'm pretty sure that's not what it is. But anyways, that's just a little tidbit that you didn't need to know about me, but now you do. That being said, we're coming to the last song of the evening, and just a quick little note here. I'm actually going to be on CKMS Community Connections this Monday at 11 a.m., I believe, from 11 to 12. I'm going to be a guest on that show, so check that out. Maybe in retrospect, people will listen to that show and discover Through the Static from that. So, you know, if you're joining from the future where I've, you know, made a huge splash through Community Connections, welcome. Enjoy the show. But anyways, that being said, we're going to wrap up our first show of 2024 today. And, you know, I was kind of just sitting here thinking, oh, what song am I going to end the show on today? I was like, maybe I'll play a song to like set the vibe of 2024. And then I realized, yeah, I should probably not be that deep because it's 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night. I don't think anyone wants anything that deep. So I'm going to play you a fun track that's, you know, kind of a classic. Maybe this will throw you back to high school or being a kid, or I don't know how old you are for me, it's being a kid, but yeah, wrapping up the show today, I'm going to play you Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus. So good night, everyone, and tune in next week to Through the Static on 102.7 CKMS.
Walking over.